Blog Talk Radio.
Headphones right off my head, so that's not ever good. And so, but hey, it's called live radio for a reason, right? I hope that your Friday's going well, and I hope that you have a great weekend planned out. And you know, the one that I will tell you about planning stuff out, remember, be flexible, because Spirit's always in charge, and Spirit might have something better for you. You know, that's one thing that we got to realize about planning stuff out. You know, sometimes Spirit has something better for us. You know, we plan out everything. You know, we're just planners. We are. And so, but Spirit, you know, just wants us to be flexible and just go with the flow and just say, okay, this is how things are going to be. All right. And that's hard for some of us. That's hard for me, actually, because I'm a planner. I love planning. And, you know, I got tomorrow planned out a little bit. But you know, I'm also flexible, and I'm also saying, okay, you know, if it doesn't go exactly to my plans, it's going to Spirit's plans, right? All right. So if you'd like to be a part of the program, you can do so. I know some of you don't realize I'm on air yet, but we are on air. So if you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. And Rose is helping me tonight. So you can speak to her, and then she'll get you in the queue, and then you get to talk to me. All right. So it is 347-327-9316. We have a few calls already, but not very many at this point. So the chances of getting on air with me are pretty good at the moment. So it's 347-327-9316. And, you know, today I want to sort of focus on, you know, if you have questions that need answers, that's great. But also, if you just need somebody to pray with you, somebody, you know, to agree with you in prayer about a situation in your life, I would love to do that with you, okay? I grew up believing in prayer. I mean, it was even grounded in me from a very early age by my grandmother. You know, just that belief in God. You know, just that belief in that there's something bigger than us. You know, I think we get hung up on labels sometimes, and, you know, God, or whatever you want to call that, doesn't get hung up on labels. We get hung up on labels, but they don't get hung up on labels. But, you know, so you can call it whatever you want to call it. But, you know, for me, you know, I choose to call my higher power God, and all my information comes from that source. Comes from that within me, and, you know, from within you. So that's real important to know. We're going to go ahead and pull a card for the show. Let me reach over here and pull a card. The Liberation card from my Gaia deck. Actually, an excellent card for the show today, and I'll be telling you why here in a minute. The bottom of the card says, sometimes I'm amazed of how the cards just fall into place and with the subject and what's on my mind and stuff like that. But the Liberation card comes in here. Beautiful white dove on it, just flying towards the sun. And the bottom of the card, it says, breaking free from a negative attachment. I want to say that again. Breaking free from a negative attachment. How many times do you just feel like something's weighing you down? Show of hands. How many of you right now feel like that there is just something weighing you down, that you just can't put your finger on it, that you try and you try and you rack your brain and you go, wonder, you know, I'm just not feeling 100%, or I'm a little bit off and I wonder why I'm a little bit off. Have you ever felt that? A lot of times, that's a negative attachment. And the one thing that happens, my friends, sometimes these little negative attachments, they're really, really easy, sneaky little guys. You know, they'll start with just a little bit of a thought here and there, and then before you realize it, you're just snowballing down this gigantic negative hill. And then you're wondering, okay, how did I even get here? You know, can you imagine? You just imagine you as a snowball. And you're at this top of this hill, and all of a sudden you're just rolling down this gigantic hill of negativity, and you don't even know how it started. You don't know how you got there. So maybe today, just maybe today, you and I can figure out what's going on. Because I feel a lot of you are on that mountain of negativity, and you're snowballing down. And you don't even know how you got there or what happened to you. It could be an attachment. Something could have attached itself to you and pushed you down this hill. I remember when I was a little kid, I remember, you know, my dad had this really bright idea that I liked sledding. I don't know where he got that idea. Didn't get it from me. But, you know, I was about seven or eight years old, and there's a hill near where I live, and everybody, you know, goes sledding down there. You know, you probably have a place like that in your own hometown. It's like a tradition. Everybody goes. But I am not the adventurous kind of guy. I'm not even, yeah. And so I was just like, okay, I don't really want to go sledding. It's cold. I just don't want to go sledding. But my dad really thought that it was a really good thing for me to experience. So he put me on the sled. And thinking that I really wanted to be there, I guess, and pushes me down this hill. So I'm sliding down this hill, And I'm like, okay, this is not fun. I didn't know how to guide it. I didn't know how to do anything. So I was like that snowball going down this hill, just going out of control. I finally fall off the sled about halfway down. I roll down the hill. I'm not a happy camper. And so, you know, but that's what I'm telling you. Sometimes we don't know, you know, he just pushed me. And that's what this negative attachment could have done to you. It could just be pushing you and pushing you and pushing you. One point, there's a point in our lives that we have to say, okay, enough already. Enough pushing, enough prodding, enough of this. But how do we do this? How do we respond in a place of love and light to negative things in our lives? We're going to learn that here in a little bit, okay? So stay tuned. All right, let's go ahead and open the show with prayer. Then I'm going to take your calls. 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316. Phone lines are open at this moment. So go ahead and call in. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Okay, hold on for a minute. Okay, now let's go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us. And right now, I just ask that you would help me completely move out of the way and become that vessel that you want to use tonight. And that you have always used when I've come here. Father, Mother, God, sometimes I don't always know what I'm going to say. Most of the time I don't know what I'm going to say. And you fill my mouth, and I appreciate that. Father, Mother, God, right now I ask for you to fill my mouth tonight. I ask that as I go into some serious teaching down the line here, that you would give us open hearts to hear what you want to say to us. That sometimes you have to speak to us and you have to wake us up and you have to say, okay, enough already. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for those moments in our life when you do that. Because you love us so much that sometimes you have to reach down and just say, hey, you guys need to go a different way, need to go a different direction. And we're so thankful that you do that. Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray for this program. I pray that you would just cover it with the white light of the Holy Spirit right now. That you would surround all of us with those angels and our spirit guides. And that you would give us ears to hear what you would have us to hear in this now moment. And Father, Mother, God, if there is somebody listening to me right now that is having serious depression or a serious illness, I just ask that you would heal that right now. And I pray for my listeners right now, Father, Mother, God, I pray for everybody that's listening to this program live and archived. And Father, Mother, God, I just love them so much. And I just want to see them blossom and I want to see them grow and I want to see them awake like I've never seen them awake. You know, we played that song, you know, let's go a little higher. And that's what I want to see for them. That's why I do what I do. Because I believe that we can go higher. You don't want us snowballing down hills. You want us to go higher. And you want us to be the best that we can be. And that is what we're thriving to be. And that's what we're striving for. That is our goal, to go higher and higher. Just let us have the courage to do so. Let us get past our fears and let us get past those little blocks that we have created and people have created them for us, those belief systems that we need to let go of. Let us move past those and into center. We thank you for it so much. Father, Mother, God, as I plan on going on a trip tomorrow, I ask that right now that you would begin to prepare the road that's ahead of me, that you would keep us all safe as we travel, and that you would let that trip and that event tomorrow night be one for the record books. Because I believe it's going to. I don't know what you're going to do, but I know that because of the battle that I have been going through, that's going to be something awesome. So just move in a mighty way. We say namaste, and we say amen. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to our first call of the evening. 352, could you please say your name for me, please, out loud?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How can I help you today?
Okay, I'm calling because I wanted to get your it's something that when I had a reading before with you, you said something like the person I'm talking about was going to help me, and I was wondering, is she going to help me with the move, or what were you saying?
Okay.
She's going to help me financially.
Okay. Yeah. Just want a little bit more clarification. I totally understand, and I appreciate you calling in and asking. Okay. I just don't always have. I don't have a lot of time sometimes on the radio to cover everything. So I do appreciate you calling back in. Now, could you refresh my memory just a little bit again about this so I can tap into this?
Yes. I met someone, which I said was one in a million, and she ended up being a celebrity. And
Okay. I got it. That's as far as I needed to go. Okay. So I got it. Let me see how she's going to help here, okay?
Yes.
Because I think I said that she's going to help with the money part. I think I said that, but
yeah.
Okay, all right. Let me see. And you were like, and I remember now because you were like, really?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you were like, really? She's going to do this? Because Spirit can do amazing things. And you know, in my own life, Andrea, Spirit has used so many different people to help me along the way. Sometimes people that I never thought would step up. You know what I'm saying? And and so we just got to be open. And the problem I see with you is that Spirit wants to use so many different people to help you, but you're going, really? Did they want to help me? So does that make sense to you? I feel like there's a little bit of. I used to have this in my own life, a little bit of, I don't really deserve this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a little bit of that? Okay. And you do. You deserve this and beyond this. Okay. I believe that she's going to help with the move, and I believe that she really wants to help you. She really is put into your life to be a blessing. Allow her to be that. Okay. Because what happens here is people come into our lives, And Spirit brings them to bless us, and then if we don't let them do their job, then we're keeping them from a blessing. Are you following what I'm saying here? So she needs that blessing in her life. She was told to help you by the Spirit within her, but if you don't allow her to help you, then she doesn't get the blessing that is coming her way for helping you. Does that make sense to you? So it's like a snowball effect. If you let her help you, then she gets blessed, and then you get blessed, and then you can bless somebody down the line. And that's what this is all about. Okay? So what I would do is just really be open to this, because Spirit really wants to bless the socks off of you. You've struggled for too long now. You've struggled for too many years. Does that make sense to you? And You've had one slam against the wall after one other slam, and it feels like that you're never going to see daylight. This is how I feel that you're thinking. You know, it's like, you know, why would anything ever good come my way? You know, do you
That's
say
what
that sometimes?
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is what I say. Like, I'm like, okay, so out of all people, I'm the only one that she picked to talk to. Like,
right.
And when, you know, yeah.
Okay, but she wants to bless you. Allow this to happen. Please allow this to happen. Okay? Because she was told by the divine spirit within her to help you. There are people that have been assigned to us to help us on our journey. She was assigned to you to help you. I believe that with everything inside of me. You got to allow this to happen, okay? You got to stop thinking. You got to stop thinking. This is one thing that Spirit wants you to stop doing. You deserve to be blessed, okay? If you stay, I'm going to tell you, Andrea, if you stay in this negative thinking, then you're never going to move past the place where you are right now. And I think you're sick and tired of being where you are right now in your life, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's change your thinking, okay? The one thing that I want you to do is I want you to say, okay, I'm going to let this woman bless me. I want what Spirit wants for me. And if they want to use her or somebody else, I want it. And I deserve happiness. The one thing that I think, the one thing that is the problem here, Andrea, is you don't think that you deserve happiness. Somewhere along your life, I don't know where, but somewhere along your life, a program started that said that Andrea doesn't deserve to be happy.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
All right. Well, you deserve to be happy, and it's time for you to be happy, okay? This is your happy time, okay? I want you to move forward into happiness, okay? And just, you know, it doesn't matter how that comes. I think the problem here, Andrea, is you're having it supposed to be coming a certain way. Spirit wants to just surprise you. And Spirit loves you so much that you just have to let them do this, okay? And hopefully that helps you.
So is there, like, a time frame?
I feel like there is a time frame on this. I'm going to try my best to get that for you really quick here, because I'm going to have to move on a little bit. I'm going to stick with you for a little bit because I don't feel like it's time to move on. But I just, you know, but the timeline on this, I feel like that probably looks like something around the end of this month, early October here, where things are going to break free. But the person that's holding this back from you is you, okay? You just got to let this be. You know, you just got to say, Spirit, hey, okay, I'm thankful for this woman, and I'm thankful that she wants to help me. And just let her do this, okay? And once you get out of this negative thinking thing, positive things are going to start happening. But you're in control right now. And what I mean by that is your thinking. You know, we already talked about some negative thinking that you have. You know, you discussed that. And so we just got to change that a little bit, saying, you know, hey, I deserve happiness. I deserve positive things in my life. I want, because you need some finances to move forward. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some finances here. And I definitely see a move. Have you been thinking about a physical move?
Yes, but
okay.
Yes, but I don't want to. The thing that I don't want to live with my mom though. While
no, you're not going to live with your mom.
Okay.
No. Yeah, you're going to live. The one thing that I want you to do, Andrea, and please listen to what Spirit wants to say to you. Okay. One thing I want you to do is I want you to visualize. This is your assignment for the weekend, okay? You got homework, okay? I feel like I'm a school teacher here. All right. So turn to page so-and-so, and we'll get you some homework. The one thing I want you to do is I want you to visualize where you want to live. I want you to see the yard. I want you to see the trees in the yard. I want you to see the house. On the outside, in the inside, I want you to manifest that house, okay? And you deserve. And I don't want you, Andrea, I don't want you thinking little here, okay? I want you, if you want a hot tub in that house, visualize a hot tub. I want you.
Oh, that's funny. I was saying that today as I was riding around.
Okay. That's okay. All right. Spirit heard you. All right. Visualize that hot tub. Visualize what you want, all the way down to the cabinets, to the carpet, the floors, everything. Just visualize that house. And in doing so, Andrea, you are going to see a miracle happen in your life, okay?
Am I going to be living here around my area, or will I have to
You can choose wherever you want to be. If you want to be in the area, manifest yourself there. If you want to be someplace else, manifest yourself there. This is up to you. Okay, this is in your power, in your hands. If you want to stay in the area, You know, pick an area where you want to live and see yourself.
Not a rental, but a house that
will be
bought.
No, a house. This is a house that is yours.
Oh.
This is going to be your house. Your name is written on the lease, on the deed. Your name is written there. Okay, see that and manifest that. You're not going to be renting anything. You're going to be owning. It's time for you to own something.
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right. You stand on that, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great weekend, okay? All right.
You too.
All right, pleasure talking to you. All right, bye-bye. All right, man. Spirit's on par, guys. So, I don't know. So, all right, let's go ahead and talk to 978. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Michael?
I am good, actually. So, how are you?
Well, very good. Okay, listen, I guess I have a question about finances. I mean, I am so broke. That I can't even go out, have a good time. I'm living with 14 cents in my checking account, and that is not a lie. And I have to know when things are going to turn around, because I've been dealing with this since child support ended 3 years ago.
Man, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry you're struggling, first of all, okay? Let me see what's going on here, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna look for some blocks here and see if there's something blocking this on your end, and stuff like that. Maybe, you know, some of the thinking stuff that we think sometimes, you know, gets in our way. So, but let me look at this pretty close. Now, do you have any applications or anything out looking for a job or?
See, the problem is I'm on SSI, Basically I would have to work under the table, but I look on Craigslist for part-time work at home.
Right. Okay.
That's what I need, is to work at home.
Yeah, at home. Okay. All right.
Whether
so,
it be on
okay.
the phone, selling things, whatever.
Okay. You have a computer at home?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So let's...
I'm good on the phone. I've always been in sales.
Okay. All right, let's manifest you a job at home.
Okay.
Let's manifest you this job. All right?
Okay.
And so what kind of sales do you want to do? Just anything, or is there a particular area, or what are you good at?
I'm good with people in general, but I want to sell something that I believe in.
Okay. All right. So I want you right now, I want you to get in your head something that you believe in really strongly about, something that you would want to sell, okay? And once you get that into your head, let me know. I want you to visualize the product that you want to sell, okay?
Wow, this is tough.
I know.
It is.
I know.
This is tough.
But let's try, okay? Let's try. All right. So, right now, since you're having a hard time with this, let's just manifest you selling a product that you like and that you believe in to present itself to you, okay?
Okay.
And so what I want you to do is I want you to see this happening. We're going to step out here, and I want you to see this falling into your lap in 2 weeks from right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
Okay. I want you to see this popping up, and this could be an ad on Craigslist. This could be something on the computer that just pops up on your screen. Spirit has amazing ways of working, you know. And, and so just keep your eyes open for anything that pops up on your screen selling stuff at home on the phone. Because I'm
wondering
it's going to happen.
In what time frame? The 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks. I'm
very interested. I've already answered one on there, and it's the second time I have, and it's work at home, and it's like $300 to $400 a week, and that would really help me a lot, but I don't get a response back.
Okay, well, let's take the butt out. Okay. Let's take the butt out of there,
yeah.
And let's say that you're going to get a response. okay? Because I feel good about this. I'm going to agree with you on this, okay? And I believe that where two or more agree on something, I believe that it's done, okay? This is what I've heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is what I believe. So I'm going to agree in prayer with you that this is going to manifest itself, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to say in 2 weeks, and then in 2 weeks I want you to call me back and tell me the great news.
Okay? All right. And you think it's this?
I don't think it is, but we're going to say it is.
The hardest thing is to find on this Blog Talk Radio the programs I like. I think it's very difficult.
Uh-oh. Well, are you on our Blog Talk Show page right now?
Yeah, I happen just to come across it.
Okay.
And I find it hard.
You can mark us as a favorite, and that way you'll get reminders of when I'm on. Yeah, it is. It is a little hard. I agree. It is a little hard. You might write Blog Talk as a listener. You might write them an email and tell them that you're having problems finding shows.
Okay.
I have no control over that. But you know, if you're having a hard time finding your favorite shows, just write them and tell them, because you know I'm sure you listen to a lot of shows on Blog Talk.
I do.
Just tell them that you're having a hard time and that maybe they can work on the format to help. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I thank you very much, and God bless.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, and that goes for anybody listening. If you're having problems finding shows on Blog Talk is an awesome thing, and I love Blog Talk. Please listen to me. I love Blog Talk. Because without Blog Talk, I wouldn't be talking to you right now, actually. So I love Blog Talk, and I believe that they're a really good thing. But they have changed a lot of things, and it is hard. I can't hardly find shows that I liked. So we might need to talk to them a little bit as a listener and say, hey, you know what? Can you guys make it a little easier for us? You know, make it a little easier for us to find stuff. You know, and just tell them how much you appreciate it. It's all in the way you approach things, guys. It's all in the way how you approach people. If you approach Blog Talk and, you know, sending them a hateful email, you're probably not going to get a positive response. Okay, I'm just saying, you're probably not going to get the response you want. But if you just talk to them and say, hey, you know what, I really enjoy listening to Blog Talk, I enjoy what you guys are doing, you know, but I'm having a hard time finding the shows that I like here. Can you change your format a little bit? Make it a little easier for me. Because some of the stuff they don't know, guys, unless you mention it to them. Okay? They're awesome, and they will work with you. I mean, they work with me. They work with the host here. You know, I believe that it's really a good thing. But they don't know if you don't tell them. All right? So tell them you're having some problems. All right? See what happens. All right? Just do it in a positive way, please. All right. Thank you. All right. 610, you're on air. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Yeah, what's going in about career? I had spoken to you about a month, and I guess it was a month or a little over a month ago.
Okay.
And you had mentioned about, you know, getting a call like around the, I guess, the 3rd or sometime after Labor Day.
Okay.
I'd ask you about one of the positions I was applied for, which was a company called Galaxy Something Systems.
Okay.
And you told me that, you know, there was a good chance. But the thing is, I had applied for another job on Monday, this Monday.
Okay.
And then on Tuesday, which was the 3rd, I got a reply saying it was like a phone interview. So they want a phone interview with me this Monday. But that's a different company. That's a healthcare company.
Okay. All right. So I'm not clear on the question here. So what is the question here?
No, I mean, I just wanted to see, because I don't know if it's about that other job you told me about.
They haven't really
contacted with me. So I've got this new possibility.
You got a new opportunity. Okay.
Right. I mean, I didn't get it yet, but the recruiter wants the phone interview on Monday.
All right. Well, that's a good step. That's a good step. I'm excited about this actually. Let me look at why I'm getting so excited about this. Okay. Because I do really have a really good feeling about this. Let me look at this pretty close. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I'm gonna go out on a limb because I got all the things that tell me I can do this. I would say by Wednesday, you have an offer. You're working by Wednesday.
Without going to an in-person interview, they're not making an offer.
I do feel like they will have an interview, a phone interview with you. Then there might be a person interview, but these things can move a little bit faster. But I'm saying that there's some kind of an offer on Wednesday. I just feel that. That could be them, you know, setting up an interview with you in person. I don't know. I just feel like that they're going to have a phone interview with you, and then there's another contact on Wednesday. But I just feel like that there's something that they're going to offer here by the end of the week. Yeah. So, just keep positive thoughts, okay? Just keep seeing positive here, okay? I definitely see, like I said, I really feel good about this. I feel like that this is a really good opportunity for you. There's a lot of room for advancement here. I just really feel good about this. So let's manifest this job together that you get this, okay?
Okay. This is a different company. This is a healthcare-related.
Yeah, yeah.
They make good money. They're making the billions, and they have different branches.
Yeah, and that's what Spirit wants to bless you, and I believe that that other thing fell through. I don't know exactly why that happened, but I really feel like that this is going to pop up here, and like I said, there's going to be room for advancement. This is just going to be an excellent job for you, and you're very capable of doing it. So just keep going forward, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. You're welcome.
Awesome.
All right, bye-bye. All right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right. All right. If you would like to be a part of the show, you guys like that? Okay. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. Let's do the dum-dum-dum thing again. I like that. Okay. Hey, it's okay to have fun, isn't it? I think that we take ourselves way too serious sometimes, and we just gotta lighten up. Just like, come on already. We just take ourselves a little bit too serious. You know, if you follow this show from the very beginning, I used to be a little serious. I'd be like, okay, no. Yeah, I used to be a little serious. But, it's okay to lighten up a little and have fun and laugh and enjoy life, because that's what Spirit wants us to do, just enjoy life. Do you know that a lot of the stuff that you and I go through, we are creating it by what we're thinking, by what we're saying out loud, by what we're focused on? If we focus on negativity, then what are we going to get? Negativity. If we focus on positive stuff, what are we going to get? Positive results. So wouldn't you rather have positives? Okay, let's do it this way. All right. I have a gigantic chocolate cake in front of me, okay? And then on the other side of me, I have rotten eggs. Okay, which one would you rather have? The rotten eggs or the chocolate cake? Your choice. All right? So, think about that. All right. Let's talk to Rose. Hi, Rose. You're on air.
Hey, Michael. I just have a general message if you get something from me.
General message. Okay. No focus. Nothing that you want to,
No, just say whatever Spirit has to tell me.
Okay. All right. Let's see what Spirit wants to tell you. Now, let me pull a card. Reach over here.
Thank you.
No problem. Amethyst card pops up. Transformation, certainty, and confidence. That's where spirit's taken you. Okay? Since you've been back in Las Vegas, amazing things have already happened. Okay? So that amazing thing is not going to stop. Okay? Amazing things are going to still pop for you. Things are going to open up for you. You know, you're going to get a good job. You know, like I told somebody on the show today, what I want you to do, Rose, is I want you to see where you want to work. Okay? What do you want to do? Okay? And I don't want you to settle. A lot of times we just settle. Okay? And you're a spiritual being. You're a super spiritual being that deserves the best in the world. Okay? So what I want you to do, Rose, is I want you to see the ideal job that you want. I want you to see that place in Las Vegas that you want to drive your car to until you get a new car. And then I want you to see, you know, you driving this car right now, you know, there. You're going to get a new car. I see a new car coming into your path.
I've been thinking that, but I don't want anything to happen bad to my old car. You know what I mean?
No, nothing will happen to your old car, but you... The Spirit's going to bless you with a car with air conditioning.
Cool.
So,
I've been feeling that. I've been thinking that.
Yeah. So keep manifesting that. But, you know, we got to get you a job first. And so let's get you a job. So I want you to see where you want to work. See you going there. See you having fun there. See you advancing there. And everything. I want you to see that job. And I want you to see the salary that you want. Not the salary that you want to settle for, but what you are worth. Okay? And
okay.
I want you to see that. I want you to see that hourly wage that you deserve. Okay? And I want you getting it. All right? So, and this is your time to transform. This is your time to move into that certainty and confidence. Okay? No fear. Okay? There is no room for fear in your life anymore, Rose. At all, okay? No more room. I want you to start saying that. No more room in my life for fear or doubt or any of that stuff. All I'm going to do is have certainty and confidence, and I'm going to walk in that, okay? Because that's what Spirit wants for you, okay? That's what Spirit's always wanted for you, and that's what I want for you. The person that we need to get on board here is you, okay?
Awesome homework.
So step into that certainty and confidence, because you're an amazing person. You don't see that yet. You don't see that yet, okay? Everybody else sees that, but Rose doesn't see that. And that's okay right now, okay? That's okay right now. But one of these days, Rose is going to wake up, look in the mirror and go, oh my gosh, you're awesome. And so it's going to happen, okay? Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe not tomorrow, but it's going to happen, okay? Because you're just an amazing person, and Spirit wants to do so much through you and for you, Rose, that it just goes beyond anything that you could ever imagine, okay? So, you know, like I said to another caller, let it happen, okay? Let it happen. And how you do that is stepping into that certainty and confidence, all right?
Okay, awesome. I love that homework. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Manifest your job. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Hey, this is manifesting night. What do you guys want? I mean, seriously, let's do this. Let's do this. Okay. I want you to call in 347-327-9316. And let's be bold tonight. Let's stop wimping around with Spirit. Let's stop limiting Spirit. I want us tonight, let's manifest what we want in our lives. I want you to see it, believe it, get it. Because I'm telling you, Spirit's doing something tonight. Spirit wants to do something in your life tonight. I can feel it with everything inside of me. If you can get to Springfield, Missouri, by tomorrow night, get there, because something's going to happen there. I'm telling you, something's going to happen. Because spirit is tired of us, spiritual beings, being down in the gutter, of begging for crumbs. Spirit's tired of us doing that. It's our time to step up. So what do you want tonight? What is that thing that you want in your life tonight? Manifest it. Draw it to you. I want you to visualize it to detail. If it's a boyfriend, I want you to see what he looks like. I want you to see his hair, his eyes, his complexion, how he dresses, the job that he works at, how he treats you. I want you to manifest and see that. If it's a girlfriend, I want you to see that. If it's a job that you need, I want you to see that. If maybe you're physically ill tonight, let's see you healthy. There is nothing that spirit can't do. We are keeping it from us. We. You, me, we. I'm guilty too, guys. I'm guilty as well. But let's stop tonight. The buck stops here. Let's get what we deserve. Let's become those spiritual beings tonight that can bring anything into our path, because we can. We have been limiting ourselves for too long. This is not the subject that I was going to talk about tonight at all, but it's okay. Because we're spirit-led. So what do you want? What do you want? Bring it into your life. What do you want? 352, hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air with me. How can I help?
Hi. Yes, okay. I wanted to talk to you about a guy that I've been seeing a little over a year. I don't know if I've spoke to you about him before, but if I have, things change. I want to ask again.
Okay, all right. Okay, I think you have talked to me before. Could you say your name out loud for me, please?
Marjetta.
Okay, yeah, you have talked to me. That's okay. You can talk to me again. All right. Hey, I love your name, by the way, and I love your energy. Your energy is really awesome.
Thank you. Okay, so
what exactly is your question to Spirit about this? Because we're not really clear. So could you help us clarify what's going on a little bit?
Okay.
What are you exactly asking here?
So I'm asking if there's anything real between us, like if he has real feelings towards me.
Okay. All right. Okay. I just need to be a little clearer on what we were asking, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, let me look at this. Don't give me his first name on air. I don't want that. But could you just give me the initial of his first name, please?
Jay.
Okay, thank you. All right. Just in case he's listening. We didn't want to talk bad about him or anything. All right, let's go ahead with the letter J here and see what's going on with him, okay? I will tell you this, okay? And I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? And I think you expect that from me. And so I'm just going to be up front, okay? I don't want to beat around the bush. As far as I don't really feel like that this relationship is going to work out exactly the way that you want it to work out. I do feel like that there are some feelings that he has for you, but I don't think that they're the same as you have for him, okay? This is what I'm feeling, all right? And I'm sorry if this is hurting, because I just have to tell you what I'm seeing, all right? But I just don't think that he can be on the same page. And you know, I do feel like that he's really got strong feelings for you, but that ever-ending love thing, I don't see it with him. I'm really sorry. I really am. But there is somebody else out there for you that will give you that. And I do feel like a friendship could come out of this. But that happily ever-ending story thing, I just don't think is going to happen with this guy. And I'm really sorry, okay? But I just needed to be up front with you, and I tried to soften it as much as I could. So, but I hope that it didn't hurt anything, all right?
It didn't hurt my feelings or anything like that. But
okay.
I just hope that you're not mixing anything with my ex-boyfriend, because sometimes that happens too.
Yeah, it does happen. And I'm glad you're asking about that. But I don't, and that's a good thing. But I don't think I am on this. I don't. You know, I wish I could say yes. You know, I said, man, my wires are crossed. I wish I could say that, but I don't feel like they are, and I'm really sorry. But you know, there is somebody else out there for you, and so you just keep moving forward, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You're bye bye. Yeah. You know, and I wish, you know, when you mentioned an ex-boyfriend, you know, I thought, well, maybe I did get my wires crossed. Maybe I am picking up something, you know, that is piggybacking here. But I checked it, and I can't change. And so I really am sorry. But just know that there is somebody better coming up. My job isn't always easy, guys. But, you know, I think that you expect the truth from me, and I think that that's what you want from me. And you know, sometimes I know it's not going to be what you want to hear. And when that happens, you know, it does bother me a little bit. But, you know, I do think that you want honesty. You know, at least I hope you do. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to my good friend Connie. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
How are you? How can I help?
I'm fine. I was wondering, I've been working on blocks that I have.
Okay.
And I was wanting to know from Spirit if I'm thinking that if I'm working in the right area on releasing.
Okay. All right. I know who you are, but could you say your first name out loud, please?
Connie.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And now your question is, let me be sure I got this clear. So your question is to Spirit... Okay, you're working on some blocks right now, and you want to know if you're working on the right direction at the moment. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. They're saying that you are at the moment. They're also saying really be careful, watch your emotions right now, that they don't get the best of you, okay? They're saying that you're the kind of person that wants to just barrel through sometimes. And so just, you know, just be careful. Watch your emotions that are popping up right now and stuff like that. But I would, just keep moving forward. Because I don't see any problems at this moment, okay?
That's what I need
okay.
to know.
Have you been feeling okay today?
I've had a lot of pain.
Okay. Do you want us to pray for you? Because I feel like that we're supposed to pray for you, but I have to ask.
That would be nice, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, everybody, if you're listening, please pray for Connie. And she really helps me out a lot and a really dear friend of mine. But let's go ahead and pray for her right now. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for Connie and what she means to my life and for her friendship, her personal friendship to me and her help with my business and everything that she does. I just thank you so much for her. And Father, Mother, God, right now, you know, she's in pain. And you said that you don't want us in pain. So I'm asking you right now to touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I don't want any more pain tonight or tomorrow. I don't want any more pain for a while. I want healing to begin to flow through her in every area of her life, not just physically, but financially. Anything that she needs, I want healed. And these blocks that she's working on, let's get them out of the way. Let's just move them. Let's just blast them out of there. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for her. And I thank you for what you're doing in this now moment in her life. And we thank you for her not having any more pain. I don't want her having any more pain Let's see, it's like a little bit before 5. By 5:30, I want her pain-free. And Father, Mother, God, I believe you can do it. I stand on it, and I call it done. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, thank you, Connie. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
All right,
bye.
Let me know. All right, bye-bye.
All right. Okay, bye.
All right. Man. Yeah. All I can say is, man. Like, whoa. All right. Spirits on the road. I'm telling you, you get to Springfield, Missouri. Come on. You know, right now, pack a bag. You know, plan a road trip. Get to Springfield, Missouri. Because I believe that Spirit's going to do something tomorrow. I believe that tomorrow in Springfield, Missouri, there is going to be a shaking. That there is going to be something. People are going to feel a vibration tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that Spirit can do all things. There is nothing impossible for the Spirit within us. Nothing. You name it, Spirit can take care of it. You know, we settle for things. You know, we prayed for a little boy. I got his flyer right in front of me. We're going to pray for him right now, again. Right now, we're going to pray for Chandler. There's nothing the Spirit can't do. If you didn't hear the story about Chandler, I talked about him the other day on the show. I'm going to briefly run down this really quick. Chandler's 3 years old. 3 years old. Chandler has had 2 open heart surgeries. 2. He's 3. He's facing his 3rd open heart surgery right now. He's going to be going to California to a clinic up there or down there or wherever it is. He's right here in this area, so I don't know where California is from where I'm at. I should have paid more attention to school, I guess. But that doesn't matter. What matters is that I want Chandler to have a new heart. I want his heart to be okay. I want him to be healed. And you're saying, well, Michael, that's impossible. If you believe that, then don't pray. Please don't pray if you don't think that this is possible. Because I want us to stand for Chandler. I want us to believe for Chandler. I want you to believe that this is possible. Chandler's a fighter, but he needs our help. I cannot imagine. He's 3 years old, guys. He's 3. He has what's wrong with him? Right now, well, that's about to change, but he has a congenital heart defect known as demonology or flipple. You can look the terms up. But that's what he has until we pray. Let's go to prayer. Believe for Chandler, okay? Please believe, all right? Let's pray. Father, Mother, God, right now, in this energy that is moving on this program tonight, I don't know Chandler personally. I've never met him. I don't know his family. But I know that I'm connected to him because the same spirit that's in Chandler is the same spirit that's inside me. And I know that you can do this because I wouldn't ask if I didn't believe. I've seen you move before. I've seen miracles. I've seen people that have had heart defects and they've been gone. But I want what's best for Chandler. And if he has to go through this for some reason, then let it be. But right now, I'm going to stand for Chandler to have this defect with his heart gone. I want his heart whole. Father, Mother, God, right now, from the top of his little head to the soles of his little feet. He's 3 years old. I wanted him to see 4, and I want him to see 5, and I want him to see 6, and I want him to see 7. And I want him to not have any more surgeries. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet, I speak healing into Chandler Baston. I speak healing into Chandler. And we thank you for what you're about to do in this now moment in his life. And we agree, and we say namaste, and we say amen. We're going to take a short break. I need one. So let's put on a song. And how about this one? We'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Continue to stand in belief for Chandler. We'll be right back. Healing waters. I want you right now, in the power that's moving, what area of your life do you need healing in? Be it emotionally, be it financially, be it physically, be it spiritually. What area of your life, my friends, right now, that you need healing in? Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it is a relationship. Maybe you're estranged from your parents. Maybe you're estranged from a kid. Maybe there's something that's really bugging you right now about a relationship. It's where I think Spirit wants to focus right now. Relationships can be a little hard sometimes, be it parents, be it kids, be it friends, be it whatever. It can be a little rough sometimes. Sometimes, you know, we just don't know what to do. You know, the one thing I learned in my life, and I learned this very early in my life by my grandmother, is when I don't know what to do, I go to my knees. I go to meditation. I go to prayer. You know, we get hung up on labels again. But I pray. Because if I don't know what to do, I know somebody that knows what to do. It's the Spirit within me. I get a little shaky sometimes. I go, Spirit, come on, help me. So what area do you need healing in? What do those healing waters need to heal tonight in your own life? This is not the show I had planned. But what is it do you need? Okay. 510, you're on air with me. Hi, I appreciate you calling in.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Yes, this is Camille calling from Alameda.
Hi, Camille. How can I help?
All right, so when you asked what would I like to manifest? And I would like to remain living exactly where I am, not just surviving, but thriving. And one of the things I need to do that, there is some money that I owe my homeowners association, and I need to manifest that. What energies, what do you see the outcome of all of this?
Okay. I believe positive. I'm a
great
positive thinker tonight, so
beautiful.
I'm going to say positive. So, you know, and that's one thing I want you to see, Camille. I want you to see positive, okay? I want you to see that money and more, okay? I want you to see, okay, I have that to pay them and more, okay?
Right,
And take care of that, okay? And I believe you will. I believe that that's done by the end of the month.
Yeah, it's highly possible.
No, it's not highly possible. It is done. Okay?
It
is done. Let's say it's done. Because I believe the Spirit wants you to really prosper. Okay? I really see this for you. I see that you're a believer. I believe...
Yes, I am.
You are. You've seen this happen in your own life before. You know, you wanted something, you manifested, you got it. So why not now? Okay, you know, why not now? So let's just see this paid, done, and taken care of. Okay, I do see you staying in that area. I don't see you moving. I don't see that in your cards at all for a long, long time, actually. Because you're happy where you are. And that's the main thing. You know, Spirit wants you happy. Spirit doesn't want to move you and make you miserable. What? No, I don't think so. So Spirit wants to bless you. And why would I see something with work? Or is there a work change or a job change? Or why am I seeing work with you?
With work, I am creating my own work, my own business as a hypnotherapist.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. Awesome. You're going to be really good at it. It's going to be thriving. You know, it's time for you to stop struggling, and you start prospering. Okay, and I want you to see that. Okay, no more struggling for you. Okay, no more struggling. I don't want to see that ever again for you. Okay, I just want to see you prospering and prospering and prospering. Okay, and you're gonna be an example to the people around you. That you're going to say, people are going to look at you here in a year and go, oh my gosh, what's happened to her? You know, because you're just going to be shining and be happy. Now, you have a couple kids, is that correct?
Well, just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay. Because have you, okay, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Have you? Because I see two kids around you. Have you ever lost a kid?
No, I haven't.
Okay, okay. Because I'm seeing two kids. Now, this could be a kid of the future, you know, but I'm seeing, when I look at you, I see two children. And again, this could be your own inner child that I've seen as well. I don't know. But I'm seeing two children. And so, but, you know, definitely keep moving forward. All right, and hopefully that helps you.
It does. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right. And I'm telling you guys, I mean, there's something happening tonight. I can feel it. It's in the air. You know, I'm not going to sing, but can you feel the love in the air? Yeah. I'm not going to sing, I promise, but I'm just saying. So, something's happening. Let's just let it happen. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I want us just to close our eyes. This is what I'm being directed to do. I want you to put your feet flat on the floor for me, please. I want you to just relax. Just relax. Let your eyes close. Naturally, just close your eyes. Just want us to relax here for a minute. I'm not in a big hurry. I've extended the show, so I'm not in a big hurry. And I just want us to relax. I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss what Spirit wants to do. I just feel that Spirit wants to do something. So just relax with me and just let all your worries of the day go away. Just you and Spirit right now. Just you and Spirit. Can you imagine? I want you to imagine right now, right in front of you, I want you to imagine a cushy chair in front of you. And in that cushy chair is Spirit. Just you and Spirit, face to face, just talking, just buddy-buddy. What do you want? What do you need? Just let Spirit love you for a minute. Let's be quiet for just a second. Let Spirit love us. Okay? Why don't we be quiet for just a minute? If you want to cry, cry. If you want to laugh, laugh. Whatever you're feeling in this response to Spirit right now, it's okay. You know, I think a lot of times we're afraid to cry. We're afraid to release emotion. We're afraid to have that one-on-one with Spirit. The Spirit wants to have that one-on-one time with us. Wants to just love us beyond anything that we could ever imagine. You know, true love is what Spirit gives us. Do you know that Spirit doesn't judge us, doesn't put its thumb on us, doesn't do anything like that? Spirit just loves us. When I got that, when I truly, really understood that, I was set free, guys. I was just like, whoa, Spirit just loves me. I don't have to perform. I don't have to do this or that. Spirit just loves me. I don't have to jump through hoops. Spirit just loves me. Spirit just loves you. Do you know that as humanity, we put conditions on love? Please listen to what Spirit wants to say. As humanity, we put conditions on love. We say things like, well, I love you if you do da 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 da. And if you don't do da 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 da, then I'm going to pull my love away from you. and I'm not going to love you anymore. I'm so glad that Spirit don't love like that. I'm glad that Spirit doesn't love like we love sometimes. But you know, I also know that we can love like Spirit loves. You know, Jesus, Ascended Master Jesus, you know, he was here on planet Earth, walked around, had sandals on his feet, walked around, did a lot of teaching on mountaintops and hillsides, and you know, it would be so awesome to be able to sit underneath his teaching, you know, back then. Wouldn't that be something, you know, just to just be in that energy and that, because he had an energy about him that was just off the hook. He just did. I mean, he just was love. I mean, he just loved. And you know, I was looking up things earlier, and I remember when I was in church, you know, there's a scripture in Matthew 5:44. And it says, you know, you refer to that, it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Now that's wow. that is, yeah. You know, and there's the King James Bible says this, it says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Oh, my lands. Really? Honestly? How do we do that? We can't do that with our human stuff, but we can do that with the Spirit within us. That's a pretty big order. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. 2 years ago. I had a friend around me. I thought they were a friend. I looked at her as a sister almost. And I had her really close to me, and if you know me, I have a hard time trusting people. I really do. I'm working on it, and I'm opening up. You got to open up. You got to open up to love. Do you know that? A lot of us are closed off to love, real love. We're closed off to it, but we got to open up to it. You know, and we got to just say, okay, you know, I don't know how to do this for sure, but teach me. You know, the one thing that was really hard for me, and we'll get back to my story here in a minute, maybe. But the one thing that I will tell you what was hard for me is, you know, there was a time in my life, I hate to admit this, but there was a time in my life that I didn't love me. I didn't want to be alone with me. I did everything in my power to destroy me. But Spirit had other plans. Spirit said, no. No, Michael, it's not time for you to exit. Stop trying that. It's not going to work. You know, I just didn't know how to love. I didn't think I deserved it. I didn't think that, you know, that I deserved to be loved. But everybody deserves love. And Spirit wants to love you. Spirit loves everybody. Even if you don't think you deserve love, Spirit still loves you. I want to say that again because somebody needs to hear that tonight. You might not think that you deserve love, but I got news for you. Spirit still loves you. I still love you. You're not alone on planet Earth, guys. We got angels and loved ones on the other side, and oh my lands, we have so much going on for us. It's amazing. You know, the moment that I really, you know, I remember I was really in a bad place. I was really in a bad place. And I didn't think anybody loved me, and I was really thinking about hurting myself. And I remember that I heard a voice that says, "Michael, I love you. Stop." And I was like, huh? I grew up not really hearing that word too much. I didn't really grow up hearing "I love you" too much. It's all right, you know, but I didn't really hear that too much. But when I heard it that day, I knew that Spirit was talking to me directly, saying, "You know what, I love you." And I accepted it. And then I accepted that I love me. And I do. I think I'm awesome. I might even say that I'm the best thing since sliced bread, but I don't know. But you get what I'm saying. I love me. And when you get it, when you realize, beginning to realize that you are love, I want you to realize something. I want you to realize that the love of the universe is in you. The same love that was in Jesus, the same love that was in Gandhi, the same love that was in Mother Teresa, the same love that was in Buddha. The same love that's in the Dalai Lama. It's in you. Love can overcome all things. Love isn't jealous. Love is just love. So why not this weekend? Why not this weekend? Step into that. Why not just this weekend? Just this weekend. To say, you know what? I'm going to let Spirit love me. I'm just going to let Spirit hug me. I'm going to let Spirit love on me a little bit. Why not this weekend? Why not step out of that place of anger and that place of resentment and that place of unforgiveness? Why not this weekend? Why not? What's holding you back? You know, I asked myself that one day. I said, what is holding me back from love? Because I had to open myself up to love. I had so much anger inside of me. I was a very angry young man. But I was working from a place of hurt. I didn't know any different. Because I allowed that hurt to come up inside of me and suffocate the very love that Spirit wanted to give me. I allowed that to happen. But there was a day that came that I said, enough. That I said, I deserve love. And I'm going to step into that. And when you reach out, I tell you, when you reach out and you let Spirit love you, you're not going to be disappointed. There's somebody listening to my voice right now that this show's for you. I don't know who you are, but you do. Right now, I'm talking to you, and I've been talking to you for the last probably 30 minutes, directly to your heart. You were in a bad relationship. You just got out of it, looks like to me, probably about a year or so. Did a number on you. Wasn't a really nice guy. Sorry. unfortunately, there's just not some people out in the world that are nice. I'm really sorry. And you closed your heart off. You built walls up. I understand that because I built them too. I built them. I had walls built as high as I could build them. But the only person I was hurting was me. Somewhere along the line, we have to let people love us. We have to let people in. Yeah, there's a chance you might get hurt again, maybe. But there also is that chance that you won't. There's that chance that you're going to find that thing you're looking for. But if you stay behind your fortress, if you stay behind the walls, and you pull up that bridge, you know, that moat that's around you, you're just going to be by yourself. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be by myself. I want to open up to love. I want all the Spirit has for me, and that's all the Spirit wants for you. Okay? That's all the Spirit wants for you. All right. Let's take some more calls. We're about out of time for today. Ronnie, you're on air. Hi. Appreciate it.
Michael.
Hi. How can I help you?
Okay, you gave me a reading about a month ago, and you described lilac bushes along a walkway, and you said it was very important. They're on the right side of the walkway, and then there's a house, and to the right of the house is a kitchen door, and it didn't make any sense to me. And I was talking to my girlfriend the other day describing these lilac bushes, and it was from her house when she was 6 years old.
Oh.
She described to me, she said, these big lilac bushes along the right-hand side, and she said, I'm standing at the barn looking right up, and I ended the house, and then to the right of it, there was our kitchen door. So I just thought that was, I wanted to let you know that was right on, must have
Thank
been
you.
Some, either her mother or father coming through or something.
Right.
So she's 87 now. But on that point, my problems seem minuscule compared to Chandler, but I had two setbacks today again.
Okay.
Well, not again. And
right.
I was just wondering if you could pull a card for me and see, what's coming up.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Sorry for your setbacks. Yeah.
Me and my family.
They're just little things right now. That's just a little thing. That's, you know, Spirit's got that already taken care of. I believe that they're inside of me. It's going to be taken care of, looks like by the weekend, actually. But Goddess of Creation card pops in here. Transformation. Creativity and wholeness. So that's where Spirit wants you to step into. This little setback thing, that's just what it is. It's just a little setback. It's just a little hiccup. It's not even worth you worrying about. Okay, Spirit's already taking care of this because it's, you know, they're already working on it. I'm telling you, I see little angels with hammers and saws and they're working on this thing. Okay, it's going to take care of itself. It's going to work all out. You know, you could worry about it, but you're just going to make yourself sick. So why do that? I mean, that's no fun. Hey, I've been there. I worry. I'm like the king of worry sometimes. But, you know, I sit and I think, okay, why am I worrying about something I really have no control over? I might as well hand this over to the Spirit within me and let Spirit deal with this. You know, and when I do, amazing things happen. So, you know, hand this over to them. You're stepping into a place of transformation, a place of wholeness. So just walk in that, okay? Don't go to a place of dread and fear and all that stuff. That's just not for you anymore, okay? We don't want you stepping back into that, okay? You're a born worrier. You worry all the time. But we don't want you to step into that anymore. Step into a place of wholeness. And just trust Spirit that everything's taken care of already. Okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you very
much.
All right.
Thank you for the confirmation, by the way. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. That's where Spirit wants us. You know, Spirit wants us whole. Spirit doesn't want us splittered all over the place. Come on. It doesn't want us all over the place. wants us whole, wants us together. Talking about that, the one thing that I want to talk about really quick here, and we're going to just talk about it really quick, talking about splittering and division and all that stuff, is, you know, the one thing that I see with humanity as a whole is we are a little bit divided. Not just a little bit, we're a whole lot divided, seriously. It hurts me, actually, to see the division in our world. You know, there's parts of our country that are still very prejudiced. You know, I go back to the Bible and you know, you got to give me a break, guys. I grew up very religious, so just give me a minute. But I go back to the Bible and there's a scripture in there that says, divided, united we stand, divided we fall. More than ever, just turn on your news. Turn on the news right after this program. Turn on your news for a minute. We got some serious stuff going on. Serious stuff going on. We need love. We need unity. We need one clear voice. That one clear voice is the spirit within us. Question I have is, are we listening to it? Are we hearing? You know, to me, a lot of times it looks like that we're going through the same lesson book over and over and over. Let's learn the lessons and let's move on. Let's get to a point of graduation here. Let's go a little higher. We need to unite. Do I know exactly how to do that? I don't. But I know that we need to. That's why I stepped out in the metaphysical world. The main reason I stepped out, because I looked at the metaphysical world and I looked at the spiritual world and I saw stuff I didn't like. I saw fakes and I saw fraud and I just didn't like that. And I wanted to offer something different and I wanted to be real. And I believe that I have been. And I believe that I will continue to be real. It makes me sad sometimes when I look at the spiritual world and I see the same things in the rest of the world where we have this division and where we're jealous of one another and where we're not working together. Why not? That's why I started Spiritual Talk Radio, to bring other readers here and to bring other healers here. And to work together to change the world. I have no competition. I don't view anybody as competition. We got to get that out of our heads. As we move forward into 2014, the one thing that we cannot carry with us anymore is the stuff we've been carrying. It's time to let it go. If we continue on the path that we're on right now, my friends, please listen to what Spirit's about to tell you. If we continue on the path that we're on, if we continue to be divided, We are going to split into two. I don't want it. I don't want to see that happen. But I believe we can change it. I believe that we can move mountains. I believe we can. I believe that we can have a better world and will have a better world. But it's coming together that we're going to accomplish it. It's not one person doing it. It's all of us doing it. It's all of us saying, enough already. I'm going to step into that place of spirit. I'm going to step into that place of power which is within me. And I'm going to manifest a better world. I'm going to see something different. How many of you are sick and tired of war? How many? Raise your hand. Let's manifest peace. Let's manifest something different. How many are... I'm tired of seeing coffins with flags draped on them. Last time I was in Springfield, Missouri, I went to the National Cemetery. I saw cross after cross after cross after cross of veterans, people that sacrificed that I might be able to be on Blog Talk Radio right now and speak the truth that I'm speaking right now and have that freedom to be able to express myself. But I don't want to see another cemetery. I don't want to turn on my TV and see a plane unloading coffins with flags draped on them anymore. I believe our country can have peace, and I believe that it will have peace, but it's going to take all of us uniting together and manifesting that. The answer to the problem in Syria is not the answer that a lot of people are thinking right now. I don't know what the answer is, but I know that the Spirit does. Love will win. I believe it with everything inside of me. Love wins. I know it does. I know it does. I know it does. You know, it's time for peace. Not just a false sense of peace, but real peace. Real peace inside of you. Do you know that you can have real peace inside of you in the midst of any storm? In the midst of any storm in your life, you can have peace. And you're going, well, Michael, how? I need peace right now. You don't know what's going on in my life. You don't know what's happening right now. It's really easy for you to speak peace. But you honestly don't know what's going on in my life right now. Things are a little shaky in my world at the moment. But I stand in peace and I stand in love because I stand in the Spirit within me. And that's how we get it. It don't matter, my friends, what's going on the outside of us. My bank can't count. Ain't in the millions. But that don't matter. Because I know the Spirit can provide anything and everything that I ever will need. in a split second, all I have to do is ask. I want doors open, all I have to do is reach out and open them. We are more powerful than we could ever imagine. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say in these last 20 minutes. We are not afraid of anything else except for power. We know that we're powerful. We know that. And you are. All you have to do is ask. That's all you got to do. You got to believe. You got to put a little bit of up behind that. Amazing things are about to happen in your life. I believe it with everything inside of me. I'm going to try to take one more caller here. Debbie, you're on air with me, and I appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How can I help you? And I see you're a new caller, so welcome. So how can I help?
Thank you. I felt like that you were talking to me, except I don't. I'm in a relationship.
Okay.
I feel right before you said that, I felt like just shutting everybody out.
Right.
I had such bad luck lately.
Yeah.
And
man,
even my own family attacks me.
Yeah. I'm really sorry you're going through this, Debbie. I really am. And you know, it was very interesting. I wasn't going to take any more calls, and Spirit told me I needed to talk to you. And
Thank you.
So I'm glad that Spirit said that, and I'm glad I listened. And so, but
Thank
Debbie, I want to talk to you for a minute, okay? We got some time, and I'm not in a big hurry. We're going to run a little bit on short on time, but I want you to know that you're not by yourself. I know it feels that way right now, and I don't know why your family's shutting you out, and I don't know why people are mean to you like they are. You know, that's their stuff. You know, that's their problem, But I know that it's affecting you, and I know that you're about to build up walls and close off your heart, but that's not going to help, okay? That's just going to hurt you more, okay? Now, you said you're in a relationship now, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, is that going good, or is there some issues there?
It's going okay. He just lost his mother, so...
Okay.
He's not taking it well, and it just feels like sitting in a pit. You know, like I have no relief. My job is, I don't know, my checks aren't always there. I'm just running to the bills. You know, my family, they're not so mean as they pick on me. They, like they set it up. So, I don't know, like, it just seems like there's no relief anywhere.
Okay. And I, again, I want to say that I'm sorry that you're feeling this way, and I understand. Hey, I've been here. I know how that feels. It's no fun. But the one thing I'll tell you, Debbie, is you're an awesome person. I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it in your energy. And you just gotta see that. I feel like that with you, Debbie. I feel like that sometimes you don't see yourself in a very good light. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like that sometimes you're really hard on yourself.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And the one thing that I will tell you is you're an awesome person. I don't know you personally, but I know that you are, because the spirit within you is the same spirit within me. And so I know that you're awesome. And so, because that same spirit's within you. But, you know, as far as all this stuff, you know, on the outside of you, that will change eventually. And you gotta just stand up for yourself. You know, you just gotta start saying, okay, I'm not gonna put up with this. You know, I really feel like that the relationship you're in is good. He's in a place of grieving right now, understandable. But you know, I do feel like that he'll come out of that and he'll be okay. But you know, understandably, right now he's gonna be a little sad. I mean, right now. So.
You know,
but I do feel like it will get better. Yeah, I know.
It's hard and it's heavy, and I'm not, like, even my vision is blurry, and I can't go to a doctor to get it checked because my boss didn't sign the checks, you know? It's just like one thing after another.
Yeah. And I believe that by the end of September, as you go into October, I do feel like that things will start changing better. As far as your vision goes, I feel like that you're also going through some spiritual changes, some energetic changes. I feel like that that's affecting your vision a little bit. I do agree that you do need to go. You do need to go see a doctor. I agree with that. But some of that is some energy changes, some things going on. But you do need to see a doctor. I do feel like that you do need to do that. And I do feel like that you will have the money to do that, you know, here pretty soon and really quick, actually. I would say within a couple weeks here. So, you know, things are going to get better. Just hang in there. You know, I will tell you there is light at the end of the tunnel. It might not look like it right now, but there is, okay? You know. But, you know, just hang in there, and I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. We'll be praying for you, Debbie. All right. Hang in there. All right.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's just, you know, when you're in that place, it's really easy for you just want to give up. You know, it is. It's just like, you know, but Debbie, don't give up. You know, please don't give up, because I believe that better things are ahead. I really do. And I've been where you've been, you know, or right now, actually. I've been there. I got the ugly T-shirt to prove it. And, you know, the one thing I will tell you, Debbie, to encourage you is it does get better. I mean, right now, yeah, it looks like everybody's dumping on you. And you know, it just looks really bad. But there is light at the end of that tunnel. I promise. Okay? Just hang in there. All right. It's going to get better. Okay. I feel like that we're done. Phone lines are closed. We're done with phone calls anyhow, I think. Let's pray for Debbie right now. I don't know. That call is just really hitting my heart. And I don't know her personally. But let's just pray for Debbie right now and the situation she's in. I've been to that place where it feels like you're all alone. I've been there. I know how that feels. And it's not fun. It hurts. But Debbie, you're not alone. I wish that you could see right now where you are. There's angels right beside you. You're not by yourself. Please know that. You're not by yourself. I don't know. Your energy's just really touching me. And I just want you to know that I love you. And the Spirit loves you. And you know, you just need to love yourself a little. That's all. Just need to love yourself a little. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and pray for Debbie. Father, Mother, God, I just don't know exactly how to start, but I just love Debbie, and I just love the energy inside of her. The Spirit within her is the same Spirit within me. It's the Spirit of you. And right now, Debbie is just in a very difficult place emotionally, And you know, when you're in that emotional place, it's really hard to see light at the end of a tunnel. It's hard to see that rainbow after the storm clouds are gone. All she's seeing right now, Father, Mother, God, is the storm clouds. All she's seeing right now is the hurt. All she's seeing right now is the confusion. Father, Mother, God, I know that you can move past this. I know that you can move the blocks that's in Debbie's life right now, and these things that she battles, and and the old belief systems that have been holding her down for too long now, move them out of the way. Oh, Mother God, tear down the walls that she's building up around her heart and just let her know that she needs to open up to love, not just love on the outside, but love for her on the inside. Let her be able to open up to you. Let her feel that right now. Just wrap your arms around her right now. Wipe the tears away right now. She's got a beautiful smile. Let it shine forth again. Let it be there again. Thank you for it. And I say namaste and I say amen. We're going to go ahead and take Susie B. Hi, Susie. Appreciate you being on. Hi. Really quick.
Hey, Michael. I guess you got my email.
I didn't get, about the show. Yeah, I did. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I just want to tell you that though you were at your lowest point, you're telling your story, I want you to know that everyone that supports your show and listens and learns stuff from you and the people that are in your life are so glad that you pulled out of that, because you are a rock for us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks.
And we really appreciate all the energy and the love that you put into your show.
Yeah, you're going to make me cry. You know that, right? So
I'm
cut
sorry,
it out.
Michael, but I seriously mean it. And, you know, and when we recognize certain issues and problems that we have within ourselves, like you talked about, you know, putting
right.
up walls and not trusting people,
right.
and, you know, that's understandable. But
right.
When you recognize those things, and you know that that's something that you wish to work on,
right.
that's half your battle.
Right, it is. Yeah, you know, it's recognizing. It's, the 12-step program starts with you have to realize you have a problem. You have to realize
right.
that you need help and that
right.
it's beyond you. And I think what happens, Susie, is a lot of times our pride gets in the way, you know.
Right.
Especially guys. You know, I
mm-hmm.
can say for guys, our pride gets in the way. You know, we think that we're supposed to have all the answers, okay. And we don't have all the answers, but the answers are within us, and we can tap
right.
into that. But I do appreciate the kind words. Is there anything I can help you with really quick? We're about out of time.
Well, I just wanted to see also if you can clarify something for me that we talked about
okay.
yesterday.
Okay,
and
really
that
quick.
Is,
what is that?
Well, if we're opening, you spoke about how some of my friends and social circles are going to be falling away.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be, you know, in different ones. Does this involve people that I was with Friday night?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to give you, before we leave, I want to give you food for thought. And maybe,
okay.
you know, we could talk about this another show.
Okay.
But just think about those words that define our country. United States.
Right.
And then let's see where you can go there.
All right.
Okay.
We'll talk about that some other show. Okay. All right.
Yes. And I set up a reading with you on Tuesday, and I'm looking forward to it. And I encourage anybody to do that, because it's really a very wonderful experience having a full reading from Michael.
All right. Thank you, Susie. I appreciate that. That's awesome. Hey. Hey, I love you. You know that, right?
I love you too, Michael. And
right.
you hang in there. And
right.
Things are going to be looking up for you. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Susie. Love you. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Man. Yeah. You know, it's okay to, you know, the one thing that was really hard for me in my life, and I got about 6 minutes, the compliments. Do you know that it was really hard at one point in my life to accept compliments? Like what just Susie B said, to how I'm a rock and, you know, on all that stuff, it was just hard for me. But it's okay to accept those kind of things, and it's okay to hear those kind of things, and it's awesome to hear that. And I try to be. I really try to be that for you all. Because there's enough chaos in our world. There's enough stuff out there. And I try to be that clear voice of spirit. I don't always get it totally right, maybe. But I do my very best. I will tell you that. I do my very best. And I do pour everything I have into this program. Because you deserve it. And I just come here, I open my mic, I just open my mouth, and spirit fills it. And I am so thankful for this program tonight. And I'm so thankful for what came forth tonight. And I'm going to have to listen to the show, because half the show, I don't know what I said. Because I believe that most of this program is channeled. I don't know what is said half the time. I don't put the filters on this program. You know, I just don't do that. I let spirit flow. And that's probably why they don't let me always hear what's being said, because otherwise I'd be like, we can't say that. But, you know, sometimes it's okay to hear things. You know, and Susie B brought in a very good point, and I want to end tonight focused on the United States. But I also want to focus on the united world. You know, I think a lot of times we focus on the United States, and I love this country with everything inside of me. I love this country. Please don't take that wrong. I love this country. But we need a united world, not just the United States. We need a united world. Let's go to prayer as we close out. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio tonight. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. God bless you, and God bless our world. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this program tonight. I thank you for every caller. I thank you for meeting every need that came in tonight. I thank you for working through me to speak into the hearts of the people that were listening tonight and the people that will listen to this show archived. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the United States of America. And I thank you for what we are trying to stand for. But I also believe that somewhere along the line, Father, Mother, God, we've got off track a little. Please put us back on track. Father, Mother, God, tonight I don't just pray for a United States of America. I pray for a united world where we will work together to come up with solutions to very serious problems that are facing our world, like environmental problems and hunger problems and homelessness and suicide and all these other problems that we have on our world right now. Give us the solutions that we need. Father, Mother, God, I don't know what is about to happen in our world, but you do. It sort of scares me in some ways of where we stand, but I know that you can change all things. And I pray for level heads, sound thinking, and better solutions to a world that has problems. Let love prevail in every heart, in every situation. And I thank you for it. And we say namaste. And we say amen. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Let's go down here to a song. Somewhere down here is a song. I know there's a song down here. Okay. Peace be with you. We will be on air on Monday. I do have a guest on Monday. We will be on air Monday. Have a great weekend. Please pray for me as I go to an event tomorrow. Peace be with you. Bye-bye, guys.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow. I hope that you're